This is episode 1953 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley. I welcome you as you give yourself permission to slow down so you can connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, we continue with our series this week. The theme is allowing change. And in today's episode, you will discover a meditation technique called a chakra. A chakra is an area within your body where you harbor emotions. Chakras are referred to often in traditional Chinese medicine as well as Indian Ayurvedic healthcare. Chakras represent not only your emotions, but also how your emotions impact your body physically. And the chakra focus for today is your seventh chakra. The seventh chakra is located at the top of your head, the crown of your head. The chakras have colors and elements and many other aspects associated with them. For the meditation today, if you'd like to use a little color therapy, the seventh chakra is associated with the light, soft pink color. And the element is ether. It's where you feel connected to everything around you. You can also consider the seventh chakra as feeling connected to a divine source, whatever that means for you, maybe God or your own spirituality. You could think of your seventh chakra as representing those best qualities within yourself. And those are the qualities you tap into when you allow change. Those are the qualities that help to anchor you from your familiar day-to-day life to something that takes you a little out of your comfort zone. So when you are exploring change in your life, it's good to feel as though you're anchored. Change is so much about what the future holds for you. So there's an element of change that draws you towards the future. To stay connected and grounded in the present moment, think about those qualities about yourself that are unique, and think of your passions and those talents that you have. Maybe they are talents that you don't really share with others. But they are there. They're part of who you are. You might think about beginning a quest. A quest is something that you commit to day in and day out, or maybe weekly, maybe even monthly, something where you show up frequently. This quest could be a meditation quest. I know for myself, I started a quest for myself over 5 years ago when I began this daily meditation podcast. I wanted to do something every single day that would keep me connected to my meditation ritual and to where I could share with others the meditation techniques that means so much to me. And I felt this would hold me accountable. And it really has. I have missed a few days here on the podcast, but I've always gone back and recorded what I've missed. Last week, I lost my voice completely, and I wasn't able to record for 2 days in a row. If you've been with me for this journey, for showing up for yourself. And it's such a pleasure to share meditation with you. I used to share the full guided meditations here on the podcast. I created an app, the Sip and Om meditation app, where I now share those because not everyone wanted the full half-hour guided meditations, and I also wanted to do more with those, such as have a journal and a slowdown guide with each week's series. But I stayed committed to sharing the meditation techniques with you here on the podcast that you can do as you meditate and also as you go about your day when you are not necessarily seated meditating. Think about what you might do for your own quest that could help you create change in your life while still connecting you to your talents, your passions, and your best qualities. Think about what that might be, a quest. What would you do? As you settle yourself down to meditate, as always, with a straight spine and your eyes gently uplifted, begin to feel within yourself what you seem to be opening up to as you allow change, and maybe your quest could involve this new change. Allow yourself to reflect on this as you meditate, keeping your thoughts high, your highest qualities, drawing them upward at the crown of your head. You could surround yourself in a soft color of rose pink. Immerse yourself in this color. Meditate for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Let go of the technique at some point and allow yourself simply to be. You are so worth slowing down for.